Amen. Father, we give you thanks.
Thank you.
And Lord, may we have a spirit of discernment when we come to sit at your feet. Lord, may we be mindful that you have that which is needful. And we can be busy through these holidays, and there's nothing wrong with that. But Lord, we pray right now that we would sit at your feet and that you would bless us. Lord, that you would take this word today, that you would use it, Lord, to strengthen us and encourage us and nourish us and challenge us. And Father, we ask that you just anoint it and bless it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget, men, we still have our Tuesday meetings for two more weeks. And Brian, where's Brian? Is he here in here right now, or is he here? He's in the classroom. He's up in the class there. Brian will be speaking this Tuesday. So, guys, come on out. Even if you haven't made one yet, come on out for this Tuesday. They've been great classes. We've had a good time. So the men are here this Tuesday, guys, upstairs. All right. Ever since the earliest times in our country, our people have recognized how important it is to give thanks to God. Pastor Don just mentioned how we have Thanksgiving in our mind. Well, that's what I'm going to be speaking about today, about being thankful. And the earliest records from our country, we have some things all the way back to 1623. And on that year, on November 29th, William Bradford, who was the governor of the first American colony, and he made an official proclamation for Thanksgiving that day. And he said, "To render thanksgiving to ye Almighty God for all of his blessings." And then when we became an actual formal country, our first president, George Washington, also proclaimed that Thursday, November 26, 1789, be a national day of thanksgiving. And he said, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence," that's the protective care and the guidance, of Almighty God, "to obey his will and to be grateful for his benefits." And then it was Abraham Lincoln who actually made a formal proclamation on October 3rd, 1863, which was passed by an act of Congress then, that instituted the first national day of Thanksgiving. And here's what that one said. This was from Abraham Lincoln. "I do invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States and those visiting in foreign lands to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November." Nowadays, it's the fourth Thursday of November, but on that day, he made it the last Thursday of November, and pray as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our benevolent Father who dwells in the heavens. It is announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. And so he says, continuing on, "It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people." So we've had that understanding that we have a reason to be thankful, and it's not just thankful to no one. It's thankful to God. I can't remember a time in my life going all the way back to my childhood when my family and all my relatives and all that we didn't get together for Thanksgiving. That's just been something we've always done, and I have a lot of fond memories of getting together at grandma's house with all my cousins and aunts and uncles and family. And as I grew up, I began to realize that I really did have a lot to be thankful for. I was blessed. I really was blessed. I had a great family. I got a good job. I had a car. I had friends. I was healthy. I had money in my pocket and everything. So I thought, yeah, I'm really got reason to be thankful. But it wasn't until I became a Christian that I realized that I had more reason to be thankful than anything I had ever realized before. It took a while, but as I began to grow as a Christian, I realized that God's love and his gift of salvation, which results in eternal life gave me so much to be thankful for. You know, that alone, just the fact that God loves me, has forgiven me, and promised me eternal life. That in itself is enough to go on for the rest of my life to be thankful for. But guess what? It goes way beyond that. It does. It really goes beyond that. God's blessed us in so many ways. He's given us a multitude of reasons to be thankful. And in fact, God makes it abundantly clear that He wants us, His people, He wants His people to learn, to understand, to know that we are to be thankful. In Colossians 2, 6, and 7, it says, "So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and here's the clincher, overflowing with thankfulness." I remember one time I saw a little boy, and he was pouring himself a drink, and he poured 3 drinks all into one glass. I'm serious. It was going all over the table. It was starting to go all over the floor. He was trying to, like, scoop it up with his hands, and I was across the room. I went over, I grabbed some napkins, and I helped him wipe it up. He just looked totally helpless. And I got an understanding. That sort of gives me, I was thinking of that as when we talk about overflowing and abundance, more than we can contain. And that's what God says that He wants. He wants us to be overflowing with thankfulness. That's how God wants our thanksgiving towards Him to be, something so noticeable that people will recognize that thankful. They'll hear it coming out of us. Just like sometimes, you know, you'll see baseball players or football players, and they interview them. They say, "Well, first off, I'd like to thank God." Some will say, "My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because He's the one who gave me." And, you know, the news networks and people, they don't like to hear that. Man, when I hear that, though, I am blessed. And there's quite a few that'll do that, especially in baseball. There's a lot of Christian players in baseball. And a lot of times they'll get up to that mic and start talking about their faith until they basically get cut off. And so they're sharing that thankfulness. They're giving people, they're trying to let people know out there that, hey, I thank God for the fact that I can even play ball. I thank God that I've got talent. I thank God that, you know, He's blessed our team. You know, and so when I say noticeable, think about that kid I was saying. I mean, I was sitting on the other side of the room, and there was all kinds of people between us, and that stuff was spilling all over. I noticed it. I had to get up and help him. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." So I want to know God's will for my life, right? Oh, I wish I knew God's will for my life. I'm so bummed out because I don't know His will. Well, you're totally missing the point right there. Because His will is to be thankful. And even if you can't hear God right at that moment, "God, I'm thankful that even though I can't hear You, I know You're still working in my life. Something goes wrong, Father, I know. I know You're going to use this somehow." God is telling us that thanksgiving is an attitude. It's an attitude that we have to pick up. He wants us to carry that attitude with us. Pick it up and take it with us wherever we go, an attitude of thanksgiving, no matter what we're going through. It doesn't matter. That's His will. It pleases Him when we are thankful. Man, I just want to please God. Well, then we need to be thankful. I want to know what to do. Be thankful. In fact, it goes way beyond, you know, just there having that attitude. It says in Hebrews 28:12, "Since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken." Now, there's reason to be thankful. "Let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe." If you caught that there, "Let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably." You get that? We can't even worship God acceptably without being thankful. We have to start with a thankful heart. Even when we don't get it, even when we don't understand what's happening to us. How can we worship God if we can't appreciate who He is? How can we worship God if we can't appreciate that He's a great God, that He's a wonderful God, that He's a loving God, that He's a saving God, that He's a blessing God? How can we worship Him if we don't even appreciate Him and all that He's done for us? How can we? We can't. You remember what God said about David? He said that David was a man after his heart. And He commended him that he was a man after his heart. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, we find David had just set up the Ark of the Covenant. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, and it says then that he appointed some of the Levites, they were the priests, he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the Ark of the Lord, to make petition, in other words, to ask, to pray and ask, to give thanks, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. So what he did, what David did, was he got the band together. Literally, put a band together, and he had them playing lyres, which are like the guitars of those days, horns and cymbals. He had a whole worship team there. And then he gave them instructions in verses 8 through 12. We're still in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And he says to them, give thanks to the Lord. Call on His name. Make known among the nations what He has done. Sing it in song. Praise it out. Yell it out. Scream it out. You know, sing all about it so people will know. Sing to Him. Sing praise to Him. Tell of all His wonderful acts. In other words, he was telling them, start writing some songs and putting together in song everything that God's done, everything that you know. That's why David wrote all the Psalms. Glory in His name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Remember the wonders He has done, the miracles and the judgments He pronounced. Why? So we can be thankful. When He calls us to remember, remember people were always putting up altars to remember, put this pile of stones there to remember, make these special days and feasts. Why? To remember. To remember what? How good God is, so we can be what? Thankful. Thankful. A little farther down in that same, again, 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 34, it says, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His love endures forever. David is trying to get everyone to see how great and wonderful God is. He wants those priests to really get into it. He wants them to become like one of the top worship teams of that time. They got a recording contract. They were out on tour. They were going everywhere singing about the praises of God. That's how people learn to appreciate God sometimes when they hear it from other people. When you hear a really good worship song, doesn't it do something, stir something in you? Doesn't it make you think then, oh yeah, that's how God is. That's what God wants. He wants not only songs, though, He wants our life to proclaim the reasons for being thankful. All throughout God's Word, we find reasons to be thankful. You know, it's in there all the time. We're continually called to have a thankful and appreciative heart, to appreciate the things that God's done. That's why it's so important for us to get to know God personally. You can't be thankful if you don't really know Him. Once we get to know God, there's no chance that we're going to be ungrateful. Because if we're ungrateful, we really don't know God. If we have no thankfulness in us, if we think there's no reason to be thankful, we don't really understand or know God. If we're not thankful, how can we ever be a good witness to those that we meet? How could we ever, convince someone to, to love God and to become a Christian, to be appreciative, about God if we're not appreciative about God? Hey, I want you to meet a friend of mine. I mean, he never answers when I call him. I mean, he lets all these bad things happen all the time, and he really doesn't want to talk to you. He may not treat you fairly, but he's a great guy, man. You want to get to know him? Of course not. And because we're not telling that person anything good. We're not saying anything good about that person. And so if we go out complaining about God and we don't, have any appreciation towards God ourselves, if people don't see that appreciative attitude, that thankful attitude, how are they going to be, convinced then, and how will they be able to see the power, the love, the awesomeness of God in us? If we truly know God and have a good relationship with Him, our love and our admiration for Him will just sort of ooze right out of us. It'll just flow out naturally, and people will see how much we love Him. They'll begin to get a picture. They should. There's so many reasons for us to appreciate God, so many things to be thankful for. And, the problem is sometimes we just don't take the time to actually think about it. To think about why am I thankful? To really maybe sometime even write down a list. Sometimes people do that in counseling with a husband and wife. They'll say, I want you to take a moment and write down all the things you like about your husband or all the things you like about your wife. That's a good idea. But maybe sometimes we need to write up a list about all the things that we're thankful to God for. I mean, the list is endless. He chose just the fact that He chose to create us, and that we're not just some accident of nature like they try to teach people in school. That He loves us, and He's loved us since before the foundation of the world. That He loved us so much that He literally sacrificed His own Son's life so that He could bring us back into a relationship with Him. And that's love. That He created us with a purpose and a plan. He filled us when He created us. He made us with all kinds of good stuff in us, with all kinds of blessings, all kinds of talents and abilities and giftings. He put those in us to make us special. He's forgiven us all our sin, and He's washed away our guilt, our shame, those kind of things. He didn't leave us in the dark. We were wandering around hopeless and lost in the dark, but He rescued us from there and brought us, it says, into His light. He opened our eyes. We couldn't see. We had no understanding of what the world was about, that there was a heaven, that there was a God, that there was a way to get to eternal life, that this wasn't all of it. He showed that to us. He showed us the way. He's given us His Word. His Bible is the Word of God to learn, to understand, to be able to love. He's given us His Holy Spirit to guide us, to comfort us, to counsel us, to encourage us, to strengthen us, to empower us. Man, He's given us a great church to belong to. Amen. And He's given us one another, brothers and sisters in Christ, a family of believers that we can turn to. He's given us the air to breathe, the food we eat, the clothes we wear, the homes we live in, the cars we drive, so many things that He's given us. And those are just a few that He's given to all of us. Those are ones that we can all thank Him for. Those are more like the general. But there's a multitude of blessings that He's given to each one of us individually. I'm thankful for my wife. I've known her for 49 years now. We've been together. We've been married for 42 of those years. It took me quite a while to finally spring the question. But 49 years, man, we're going to hit 50 years that we've known each other. We met in nursery. And we got married in middle school. I'm thankful that I have four amazing daughters. You know, and I've got three great son-in-laws. I've got five granddaughters, and I've got twins on the way. Come on, man. That's something to be thankful about, huh? That's something totally unexpected. We've never had them in either family, and now they're coming. It's like, it's good chance it's our last one, so God says, all right, I'm going to let you go out with a bang, man. You're going to get twins. My wife and I are both cancer survivors, and it's been years, and we keep getting tested, and there's not a sign of anything in there. Years and years. I could go on and on about my life, but you know what? We could go on and on about your lives too. We got to start thinking about some of the reasons why we can be thankful. Because, you know, we all get stuck in those little ruts sometimes, don't we? Sometimes when something's going on, when you're sick, it feels like the end of the world, especially if you got the flu or something like that. Or you get in a car accident, you know, something like that. And it's like, oh, my gosh, you know, or, you know, you know, something happens to one of your kids or something happens to your house or something happens to, you know, whatever. Sometimes it can be something simple. You can just be walking along and ripping your jacket. Oh, man, you know, and you get all upset or, you know, you rip your pants and you're bending over or, you know, who knows what it is. It can throw your whole day off, right? Any of those things, any one of them. Sometimes the simplest things can throw your day off, and that takes our mind off of being thankful. And the devil loves that. He loves to get our mind off the reasons why we can love our God and focus on our problems all the time. That's why James 1:2 tells us, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. If we really believe God's word, then we have to really believe Romans 1:28 that says we know that in all things, every one of those problems, every one of those catastrophes, every one of those accidents, every one of those misfortunes, whatever it might be, that somehow that God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. So when we really believe that, we'll thank God. We'll say, you know what, Lord? We'll find some reason. I thank you that I didn't die today in that situation. I thank you that, you know, I still have my family. I thank you I still have this or that or that this didn't happen or whatever. There's always reason to be thankful. The truth is we have no right to claim anything, do we? I mean, what right do we have to say, that is mine, I deserve that? I mean, we didn't have the right to be born. We didn't have the right to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We didn't have the right to be forgiven of our sin. We don't have the right to say, I demand my past to go into heaven. I demand my past to go into the White House. Or, you know, I demand my whatever, you know. I mean, we don't have those kind of rights. We've been blessed. We've been given these blessings. The things that we have, we've been given. God chose of his own free will to love us, to rescue us. He chose to pour out his blessings into our life. And his blessings, they flow continuously. They really never stop. It's like the sun that's shining down on us. God's goodness just continues to just ooze out of him. His love doesn't turn on and off like a water faucet. One day he's loving everybody, the next day he's mad at everybody. That's not how God is. God has chosen to love us. And he's a giver. He's a giver. God is a giver. He always was and he always will be. He doesn't change. He's not like shifting winds or shifting sands. James 1:17 tells us every good and perfect gift has come from above, coming down from our Father. Once we recognize that our God is a giving God, then we need to recognize that the only reasonable, the only acceptable way to respond to that is to be thankful. One of my favorite stories about thankfulness is in the book of Luke, and it's in Luke 17, starting on verse 12 through 19. And it says, as Jesus was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance, as they had to in those days. And they called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, looking down, "My man, I'm all better." He came back, praising God in a loud voice, and he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. He wasn't even one of the Jews. He was a mixed breed kind of guy. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well." Only one was thankful. 9 never came back. They were so excited about what they had gotten. They got their healing. They were so excited about that they never even looked back. They just kept right on going on with their life, man, and don't worry about Jesus anymore. They never bothered to return to give thanks to the one who healed them. And in this story, Jesus is teaching us the right way to respond to God's continuous flow of blessing. Too many times we run after the things of God or the things that God gives us instead of God himself. And then we get those things that we run. The number of people that I have known over the years that have come into church, a mess. God changes everything in their life. All of a sudden, everything is being blessed. And what do? They just leave and think, "Good, I'm good now. I can go on my way. Thanks." And I guarantee you, just about everyone we know of that walked away from God after that, they went right back down the tubes again. We can't just ignore God and disrespect him and expect that God's just going to continue to fill us with all that blessing. He wants to. He wants to bless us. He wants to give to us. He wants to strengthen us and do everything, so many good things for us. But we have to show him, you know, that we understand what he's doing. We have to follow him. We have to follow in his ways. We have to be there with him, have that relationship with him. God wants us to run after him. He wants us to be able to, he wants to be able to brag about us. You know, just like he did with David. David was a man after my own heart, man. He was one of my good kids. I really liked him. You know, he was a great guy. And he writes about him in this great book he wrote, called the Word of God. He was bragging on one of his. And you know what? He brags on us too when we're following after him. I know he does. He thinks highly of us. He's blessed when we do good, when we follow after him, when we show our love for God, when we're thankful towards God. That blesses our Father. Don't you get blessed when your kids are doing good, and then especially when you've helped them, and then they come back and they say, "Thanks. Thanks for helping me out. Thanks for watching over me. Thanks for lending me that money to get going. Thanks for, you know, taking care of this. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for helping with the babies. Thanks for, you know, picking me up. Thanks for driving me these places." Don't you feel good when you see that your kids recognize that you've helped them? That's how God is. When we honor him, we bless him. We're his children. We bless him. We have the ability to be a blessing to God. Isn't that something? By being thankful, by honoring him, by bringing praise to him. So this example teaches us to come to God and to show appreciation, just like that number 10 guy did. I want to be number 10. I want to be that guy. To be thankful and humble ourselves. That guy bowed down to the feet of Jesus. He humbled himself, and he was before the great and mighty Son of God, by Jesus Christ, our God, our loving Father. And he was accepted. Declaring his praises loudly, that's what he did. He wasn't shy. He wasn't ashamed. He just went for it. And he brought honor in God. And Jesus commends him. Rise and go forth. Your faith has made you well. And he's going to receive more blessing than the other nine. That thankful attitude helps us in every way. It gives us hope. When we have a thankful heart, it gives us hope to persevere. And it's a hope that doesn't disappoint in God. It builds our faith. When we're thankful and we keep seeing how God is working in our life, it builds our faith. It puts joy in our heart. It adds fuel to the fire and passion to our heart. And what it does is it opens our eyes to the fact that God is a giver and a blesser, and so it opens our eyes to see even more coming our way that we might miss if we weren't thankful. You want to miss the blessings of God? Just be a grumbler and a complainer, and you'll miss the blessings. Remember the Israelites in the desert? They lost it all, man, because all they did was grumble and complain. We don't want to be those. Little gratitude is a great secret. It's the secret of little happiness. If you want to hardly ever be happy, just don't be thankful. But a life that's filled with thankfulness will be a life that's filled with joy. When we are thankful, we feel good about what God is doing in our life. That God is changing us. He's building us. He's bringing us on to that mark of our high calling that we've talked about. We're growing. Thankfulness is also a sign that we trust God. That we're telling Him that we know that He knows what's best for us. I thank You, Lord God, no matter what it is, because I know. You know what I need. You know what I need. I may not. I ask for stuff. Sometimes You don't give it to me because You know what will hurt me. You know what I really need. Thankfulness removes anxiety and it brings peace to our life when we're thankful. We can be optimistic because we know that when we're thankful, we know that God can make anything happen. With God, all things are possible. So we learn to be thankful, waiting for that possibility that God's going to do what we wanted. Does that mean we're going to get everything we want? No. No, not at all. Because, and thankfully so. Because sometimes the thing we ask for could have been to our detriment. But we can trust God enough to know that He's only going to give us what's good for us. Because He's a good, good Father. Right? No matter what comes our way, we can still be thankful. Because we know that we can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. We'll get through whatever it is. So we can be thankful in the midst of any situation, trusting God to bring us through that. Psalm 100, I just want to read that. It says, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness and come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise, and give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." That would be a good scripture to meditate on this week. Maybe even to read or to pray for thanksgiving. Maybe memorize and pray it as a prayer for this Thanksgiving. In the story of the lepers, that leprosy represented sin. That's what leprosy represented. And guess what? We're all sinners, right? So we're all like those lepers. We're just like the lepers, and we've all been cleansed. So it gets down to only one of those 10 came back. One out of 10 had an attitude of thanksgiving. Only one gave honor and praise to God. Only one went on to live a life of thanksgiving. Only one out of 10 received the greater blessing. Just one out of 10, 10%. So the question is will we be in that 10%? Am I going to be one of those ones who is a thanker? Am I going to be one who thanks the Lord for all the good things? Am I going to be the one who is filled with a thankful heart? 1 Thessalonians, last scripture. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Prayer team, if I get the prayer team come up. So let's close in prayer, and I want to invite you upstairs afterwards. Don't forget men's meeting this Tuesday night. All right, so let's pray. Father, we want to thank you, Lord. We thank you. Lord, I thank you for each one that is here, and I pray, Lord, that we would all have thankful hearts, that even as we are here during this week of Thanksgiving, that this would stimulate us to bring that thankfulness into our life and our heart, not only one day of the year, not only one week of the year, but every day and every week of the year, that we would be known as a thankful people and that we would be known individually as a thankful person. Lord, we thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for each person that's here today. Lord, I pray that you would pour out your blessings and that we would recognize the abundance of wonderful things that you're doing in our lives. We thank you for all this, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Father. Amen. All righty. Thanks for coming out today. God bless you. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fire.